Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia to Frederick. Welcome to be here. We are happy to have you here and to discuss a little bit about what is going on in Auroville currently. The situation has changed since the first Spurtus meeting happened in December and the second one that happened recently on the 23rd of January also brought up different new elements that we want to discuss with you. We want to know what's your opinion about the situation.
Well, thank you, Nadia. I really don't know. I also don't know what I can really say because, A, I'm leaving in a few days. So what has occurred in the second meeting is still very vibrant in me. It hasn't really settled. The dust has not really come down, though. It's not quite clear. We approached that meeting, the community approached that meeting with some anxiety, I must confess, including me, even though I pretend that nothing can touch me and so on. But it goes underneath, you know. It's subconscious, unconsciously. You do feel perturbed. And the whole of Auroville felt a bit perturbed. And I think it reflects that Auroville is truly under attack. Now, when we were under attack 50 years ago, there was anxiety. We were threatened with expulsion from India. We were arrested. We were physically beaten up. But there was a very strong sense of fraternity. We would gang up in a group and hold together and fortify ourselves. Now, this is not so much present, at least externally. I think there are groups within Auroville who support each other. And maybe that is a changed situation. We have become so big that there is not one monolithic community. There are what Sri Aurobindo called free grouping of mankind. You belong to a certain group. Now, it is something quite organic, and I think we should look at it as some process of development and growth, that there are many aspects to Auroville, and each aspect can be represented by a number of people, by one person, by a larger group. Like you would say, in the mother's palace, there are many rooms, and you go into the reception room, and then you find your room where you are greatest kinship. I think in Auroville we have to allow and openly accept this multitude of opportunities. I think there is a hang-up in Auroville to streamline everything into one direction, as if there is one policy, one way of going. What often comes to me is, for example, the building the city. It was mentioned by Karan Singh in his opening remark as one of the pressing issues connected with land. And every time the so-called spokesman of the city, I feel they are tightening me. They are restricting my sense of what a city should be.
What is your sense?
I feel, and there I refer to my personal experience with Roger, when you just look at the statements and the things he said, and maybe just the graphs and the master plan, you might say, okay, there's one line and this has to be done and so on. But actually, as a person, he was so liberal and so open and so inventive and so creative that he had the liberty to change. Why should he get stuck with his own words? Now, he is not there anymore, and we are stuck, and we don't allow it to change.
And it's becoming a bit conservative.
Conservative and in a certain way also dogmatic, because mm-hmm. the dogma is something which doesn't change anymore.
No? Definitely.
And I don't want to get the divine's lightning on my head, but I think the same would apply to the mother. I don't want to make her relative. Yes, that's what the mother said, I don't know, 70 years ago, or this many years ago, or 40 years ago. But there are certain things which I'm sure in myself, if we were to have a darshan with her now, she would say, why are you tightening me down what I said 30 years ago? No? It is not a freedom for all. It's not according to your wishes and interpretation. There is a clarity, a spiritual clarity, a psychic clarity. It has to be based on that. When we brought up to Kiri Joshi, for example, when we want to change something, either with a master plan, or let's say interpreting the mother's words, he would say, yes, you can do that, but on what authority? Is it just Nadia likes a little bit more to go left instead of right? That's not enough. Mm-hmm. There has to be a deeper vision, a deeper conviction. Yeah, but we have to be open that this deeper vision can come now, right now. And we can't just clamp it down. So there I must come back now to the meeting which just happened. Coming there with some trepidation and some anxiety. And I must give my pranab to Dr. Karan Singh. He is not only a wise statement, but he is a real follower of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And the way he handled it, I'm full of admiration. The way he admitted, as I would say, that they made a mistake by taking, for example, the accusations which were all spilled out in that large book by this guy, and the inquiry committee took it, copied it, and pasted it into their report to the government, which was then passed through the governing board. And basically what Karan Singh, in other words, says there, maybe we slipped up there. We should have given the people who were accused a chance to reply to it before we send it off to the government. And I mentioned it also to this other member of the governing board. And I said, why did you send it? Why did you not leave it within the family? And he said, oh, it doesn't matter. It will be shelved. Nobody will look after it into it. But this is not what creates trust. This is not when they talk about family, when they talk about mutuality. That is not what was. Anyhow, I really felt before I leave, I wanted to say something to you, Nadia, and I like to talk to you because something in me wakes up here about what he hinted at the next step for. So let's say this will be handled 9 months. We have 7 months. He's still here. When he said maybe the poison is coming out now, I think we'll be able to handle it under his patronage. Mm-hmm. But it can only really be handled when we know that after the poison, the amrita comes, the sweetness of immortality. And I feel Auroville is emerging into a largeness. It is not a linear event. It is a panoramic event. And it only makes sense when it includes the totality of Auroville, of its surrounding, of Tamil Nadu, of India, of Asia, of the world. Only then can Auroville be itself. And that's what he was hinting at. He was saying, we have to secure the body for her work. That means the land has to be secured. Then he says, maybe I should write to the Prime Minister. What he is actually saying, maybe I should appeal to Mother India, because that's what the Prime Minister represents.
Definitely.
Or he says, we have to build the city. We have not only to get the funds, but also the methodology of building the city. That means we have to find out how do we go about it? How do we do it?
But in terms of tangible measures, what do you think that can be brought up?
I think we need the funds. I think we have to make a wholehearted effort on the funds. I think if we don't responsibly handle our funds and there's a clarity how these funds are spent and how the records of the land, then Mahalakshmi will not come. If she will not pour herself, the Kamadhenu, you know, the Kamadhenu, yes, the unending wealth will not come unless the pot, the receiving vessel is well baked. We have to bake our way of handling that fund. And not only for the land, even our own other funds. We are, for example, having a claim by the income tax department of 14 crores. I think that will be taken care of. But these are all pointers that there are things in Auroville which need to look at it. And there's something I experienced with the mother when I had the first darshan with her. It wasn't really the first, but was the most important darshan. She didn't tell me what to do. She didn't tell me good, bad, right, wrong. She just looked. And this is what the first thing Auroville practically can do. Just look at it. Don't judge it immediately. Don't put a label on it. Don't immediately rush into action. Just look. And out of it, then something comes, what can be done. And this looking has to be done with love and compassion. When we talk about fraternity, this is the third step after égalité and liberty. Now is the time of fraternity, but based on a deeper value, on a spiritual aspiration. You and I are brothers and sisters, not because we are horizontally bonded, but we are vertically directed to the same ideal. That's what unites us, and that's what unites all of us. But you do your own thing, and I do my own thing. So this desperate clinging to a monolithic, linear interpretation of Auroville is tightening us, is restricting
again
us.
Again, the dogmatic approach.
Again, the dogmatic approach. And it is everywhere in the world. And it is dividing also, you know. Then there are the bads. And this whole division of, as if we can only move if there is an opposition, if there is an enemy, if there is antagonism, only then we move. This is an old formation of our consciousness which doesn't apply anymore. So coming back to a more concrete thing, I think we have to make a wholehearted effort of getting the funds. We have to get an ear in the government and saying you cannot allow the commercial aspect of Auroville to swallow up Auroville and the land, you know, the land sharks. We have to get a protection, even if it's just for the land use, without owning the land.
Yeah. You mean for people who come from outside and
By making business hotels here,
yes,
the road.
We already have many examples.
No, and build shops everywhere. Yes, and it's going to be another 5 years, there will be no Auroville place, you know. And once they are settled, it's very, very difficult to dislodge them. Mm. So that's very urgent. Right now, while we are sitting, people are speaking to the government and saying, you have to pass some restriction on the land use. Hmm. This can be an eco-sensitive zone. You cannot just commercialize it. You cannot make it open to the free market for the land sharks. That's the second thing. So the money, then the methodology of building the city. We have to strengthen our vision. Our vision doesn't, when you go now to the town and country planning or whatever, it's here, the LTC, they're acting like policemen. You can't do this. No. Wait. You fill in the form. No, they have to be proactive. They have to help us. We want to pour in more things. We have to welcome. Yes, you know, young people come. Young people come. Can we have very difficult for you in the moment? Very
Don't
difficult.
Tell me.
So the only thing, the first thing you is always the difficulties, you know. And that's where mother says, welcome. When you come into my family, and let's say we are eating, and you are hungry. It would be obvious you will say, yeah, we all eat a bit less, and we eat together. So this attitude of welcoming, this is what mother created Auroville. So
for that also means maybe don't be stick to a previous organization and be open
to current
changes.
It's a sign of fatigue. Fatigue is when you don't want to change. Because change always you need some energy. So if you don't have energy, leave it like it is.
No, change is movement. So change is movement.
No?
You need to have some energy to move.
So maybe the last thing which I like to deliver is stuck in my throat or in my heart, I don't know, is when mother speaks about the dream and she says there should be somewhere upon earth a place. And I would stop there. It's like for each single person, it evokes something in you, like from your childhood, from some dream. There should be somewhere on earth a place, and you leave it open, where you can then develop what it is. And that's what Auroville is all about. It stimulates your dreaming. It activates your dreaming. And that's the true energy. And then she says, and sometimes these dreams of the divine or the dreams are more real than the reality. So I think we have to have the freedom and the space and the courage to promote that dream for each single one. And your dream is different from mine. So we have to allow the multiplicity of our dreams, no? And that's what Auroville is all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick.